I have three more for you. Two of them are long and one's a little bit shorter. I started this poem on February 3rd, and it's about the Atlanta child murders. And I started, of course, before the series was on TV, but, you know, they were showing those scenes from it the whole time. And one night I was just thinking, I felt like writing a poem, and that popped into my head, and then I said, ooh, but that's, I don't want to, you know, but it is really sometimes as if you're not quite in control. You know, like sometimes I read my stuff and I think, wow, you know, what is going on in that brain, you know? Anyway, I couldn't really work on it at night. It was too creepy for me to write. And I write like from 11 to midnight and 10 to 12 in the morning when I'm not teaching or something. I just worked in the morning. So anyway, it's so recent that it's still got all these little things on it. I think that it is finished now, but if I make a mistake, it's because I haven't really read it before. This is called The Good Shepherd, Atlanta, 1981. 81 is when the murders, I guess, basically stopped. I lift the boy's body from the trunk, set it down, then with my foot push it over the embankment. I watch it roll down into the river and feel I'm rolling with it, feel the first cold slap of the water. Then I wheeze and fall down on one knee. So tired, so cold, Lord, I need a new coat. Not polyester, but wool, new and pure, like the little lamb I killed tonight. With my right hand, that same hand that hits with such force, I push myself up gently. I know what I'd like, some hot cocoa by the heater, the boy's bones scraped clean and ground to nothing. Oh, come lie down with me. Once home, I stand at the kitchen sink, letting the water run till it overflows the pot. Then I remember the blood in the bathroom, and so upstairs. I take the cleanser, begin to scrub the tubs, tile, the toilet bowl, then the bedroom, mop, vacuum, and dust rag, work, work for the joy of it, for the black boys who know too much, but not enough to stay away. And sometimes the girls too, how their hands grab at my ankles, my knees, and don't I lead them like a good shepherd. I stand at the sink where the water is still overflowing the pot, turn off the faucet, then heat the water and sit down. After the last sweet mouthful of chocolate burns its way down my throat, I open the library book, the one on mythology, and begin to read. Saturn, it says, devours his children. Yes, it's true, I know it. An ordinary man, though, a man like me, eats and is full. Only God is never satisfied.